Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodirus, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
Well, we've seen a couple of good weeks of crop prices, and Oklahoma State University Extension grains market analyst Dr. Kim Anderson says the prices have been increasing.
Now, you look at wheat prices on the Kansas City December contract, they went from $4.26 to $4.80. That's 54-cent increase there. You look down at corn, $3.21 on that December contract to $3.55. That's 34 cents for corn. Soybeans, $8.65 to $9.55, 90 cents. And cotton, they've been wallowing around about 65, 66 cents, but that's still relatively good for cotton prices.
Anderson said there may be some reasons to be a bit nervous of these high prices during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I think there are. If you look at wheat ending stocks, you're talking world ending stocks, 11.6 billion bushels. That's a record by a long shot. You look at corn, 12.5 billion bushels. The record's 12.6. This is the second high. Soybeans, 3.5 billion bushels, records 3.1. So high stocks, you look at cotton, 7.6 million bales. The average is 3.9, 4 million. So we've got excess supply of every product.
Anderson says his advice to producers would be, if you haven't sold your wheat, to sell on these rallies.
If you haven't sold your wheat, I think you need to sell on these rallies. Don't sell all of it, but I would go ahead and pull the trigger. This is the time of year that you need to sell Oklahoma wheat.
To hear more from Dr. Anderson, you can listen to his weekly show, SunUp, at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, 21 senators representing wheat-producing states issued a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture this week regarding the deteriorating economic conditions being experienced by wheat farmers across the country and the compounding impact that this is having with COVID-19. National Association of Wheat Growers wants to give a special thanks to Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts and Senator Amy Klobuchar for taking the lead on this letter, stated NAWG President and Cass City Wheat Grower Dave Milligan. We applaud both parties for coming together to advocate on such an important issue. In the letter, the senators point to the economic impact of COVID-19 on wheat prices and the need for the assistance for all wheat growers. The letter focuses on the coronavirus food assistance program, stating that while the assistance remains important to those hard red sprung and durum wheat producers, these classes of wheat represent approximately 30% of the 2019 production, leaving the majority of wheat farmers without access to assistance through the CFAP program. Again, we want to thank the USDA for getting CFAP quickly off the ground, but stress that it does not do enough for all wheat farmers, continued Milligan. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
That's our latest Farm and Ranch News. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.